Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he had no idea that he had just bumped into a ghost. Literally.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
So share those real ghost stories with us. Call in 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can become a premium subscriber, and with that, you'll get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts where you can try it 3 days free. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how's it going today?
Well, it's going great. I've got to tell you something.
Okay, go right ahead, please.
So the other, you know, I'm a podcast listener just like y'all, right? We all do. And I'm listening to this podcast, and at some point there's like, I don't know, a little commercial or something, maybe like a little trailer for a new podcast or something. And it starts out and it says, you know, there's these people and they're walking into this home, and they go into the home and then they sit around the table and they all, you know, clasp each other's hands, grab hands, and they're sitting around this table. You guys, when I say that, my first jump was seance, right?
Okay.
I listened just a little bit more and they were talking about Thanksgiving. No. You guys, you know, it just like, but my thought, like I always jump to like, ooh, paranormal.
This right? is going to be good.
Oh, seance. Ooh, I love this. And then I realized they're talking about Thanksgiving and I was so disappointed. And it was so funny. I thought like, I wonder how many of our listeners would have done the same thing when they heard that, if they'd have gone to a seance.
And then you're like, oh, this is good and creepy. And then to realize it's going to be heartwarming.
Yeah, it
really
was. It was so funny.
If I wanted heartwarming, I'd be watching Hallmark Christmas movies.
And it was so funny because the picture in my head was this creepy seance picture. And then the second I realized they're talking about Thanksgiving, it flips to this, oh, they're praying.
They're
oh.
getting ready to stuff themselves full.
Yeah, I was like, but it was hilarious. It all starts the same people.
Just know your Thanksgiving dinner could easily turn into a seance. Get the table cleared.
Just depends on who you're eating with.
Bring out the candles, clear the table, have a seance after your meal.
That's right.
So for next year, that's an idea. Because, you know, a lot of times people break off. Some people go watch football. Some people start cleaning. So once the dishes are done.
Yeah.
Just say, hey, anybody want to have a seance? And just see.
Table set.
We got the table. I got some candles. Ready. You know, a lot of times you light candles for your Thanksgiving dinner anyway.
But when you sit down and you grab hands, it could go either direction, people.
Are we going to pray?
Are we going to pray? Or are we going to have us a seance?
What are we going to be summoning? Jesus? or Aunt Martha?
Aunt Gladys, right?
We both came up with old lady aunt names.
I laughed so hard because I totally was hook, line, and sinker for a seance.
Well, and today, Kathy and I are recording this on Thanksgiving Day. Yep. This is how exciting our Thanksgiving is. We already went out. It's, what time is it? 1:40 in the afternoon. We're done with Thanksgiving. We went out at 10 a.m. We had this brunch, and our mom was like, I'm buying today. And we're like, fine. Okay. Normally, thanks, we would argue that. But it was $40 a person, and Kathy's vegan. I'm vegetarian. For $40, $80 between the two of us. Do you know how long we could have been eating food from the grocery store? Like it was really bad. Like we had potatoes, bread, fruit. There was some desserts I ate. You didn't eat the desserts. But right. I mean, like, it just wasn't worth it. Yep. So we're
even about that. It was about taking mom somewhere and letting her have the turkey dinner.
Okay, you're right, and I'm sounding like all...
You are. You're sounding bad, so...
What I'm saying, though, it's not that. It's that it was a lot of money for the food that we ate. But mom bought it, and she was happy.
So it was fine. But I'm just saying, there's a fine line between seance and Thanksgiving.
And what she's also saying is next year, you could have a seance right after Thanksgiving dinner.
Or before.
You know, and I don't know that that's probably a Christmas thing, but for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving seems like
Christmas fun. Just seems a little weird to have a seance on Christmas Day. But, you know, if you're into that sort of thing, who are we to judge?
That's right.
I'd like to go to a movie, but if you want to have a seance on Christmas Day, you do that. You guys do you.
But, you know, it just made me laugh because you know how your mind just goes to a place. Like some people like immediately go, like they're listening to something, they go sex, you know, and everybody's like, you got such a dirty mind or whatever. I can't believe you thought that, right? Mine is paranormal, apparently.
Speaking of that, this is a good story.
Okay, I can't wait.
Because I read it, because I always like to read it first before I read it out loud. It's a good one. So it says, I work in the cleaning industry. I am an account manager for a large global cleaning company. You don't even think about global cleaning companies, but
right. This
is worldwide. I have to go and visit accounts to see how my company is performing. 95% of what I do is done during daytime hours. I'm usually finished at 5 p.m., so no late nights. Well, one of my accounts was in downtown Dallas, the 100-year-old plus Adolphus Hotel, which Ooh. I would like to check this out after listening to this. It says it's a fabulous place to visit. The style is Beaux-Arts, and the interior includes the feel of an 18th or 19th century mansion. Sounds cool, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I want to Google it. A lot of the cleaning in the hotel went on at night. Thus, my company's services were solicited. Part of what we did was to assist in the breakdown of big events held in any one of the many hotel ballrooms. The hotel would rent ballrooms for weddings, parties, and anything that required a ballroom. I went there enough to meet several hotel employees working in the deep night shift. Well, one week, the hotel manager called me to make sure I was aware of a big society wedding that was going to be held there on whatever Saturday night it was scheduled. During those big events, the hotel pulled out all the stops, food and beverage-wise. My employees would get to eat Michelin star-rated food for free. The hotel staff and my employees would enjoy the banquet leftovers. It's not as gross as that sounds. I'm going to say right here, that doesn't sound gross because I worked in food and beverage for years and years. And at the end of the night, you always get to eat.
Well, you're not eating what was left on somebody's plate.
No,
it's the
leftovers from the nice buffet in a five-star Michelin rated. What? maybe it wasn't five star, but Michelin rated.
Nice.
It says, I went to the hotel late Saturday night and early Sunday morning. I was waved through the parking garage entry and went through the staff entrance. I took the stairs to the fourth floor where the wedding had been held. As I was going up, I saw one of the hotel waiters coming down. He looked concerned about something, and I called out to him, "Hey, Pablo, how's it going?" We actually bumped shoulders in the narrow stairway. He went on, mumbling something that was inaudible to me and didn't pay me any mind. I was not put off or anything. I just thought he was tired and ready to go home. When I got to the ballroom, some of my staff and hotel employees, wait staff, bussers, and cooks were sitting down enjoying some very fine food. I went to help myself to a plate, and as I was sitting down amidst the regular, "Hey, how are you? How have you been?" etc., I managed to ask the group, "Hey, what's up with Pablo? I bumped into him on the stairs coming up here, but he just ignored me." Everyone stopped, and I heard several of the people gasp. One of the ladies crossed herself and started praying. I asked, "What? Is he mad or something?" Pablo died 2 weeks ago here in this ballroom. He had a heart attack two Saturday nights ago. That was the response I got from a hotel staffer. I could not believe it because I had just seen him minutes before and he looked somewhat befuddled, but very real. I bumped arms with a ghost. That is one of two downtown Dallas ghost stories that I have.
Wow.
I want to hear the other one now. Isn't that crazy? That kind of goes back to what we've talked about before with, if you do see a ghost, do you know it? Like, that mm-hmm. was so real to him. He's like, "Pablo, how you doing?" And they even bumped arms and he felt him. Because we even had a discussion about that recently in an episode where somebody said they pushed or they felt over and they, like, it was...
They felt fleshy.
Something, yeah.
They felt like there was weight to him.
Yeah, and so that's what this, like, it wasn't like he brushed up against Pablo and was like, went right through him.
Right.
He felt it. And it was so real, and it's just the two of them on a staircase. Like, Pablo, you know, if he's probably, I'm going to guess, it's one of his big accounts, so he wants to be there frequently and make sure everybody's okay,
mm-hmm.
so he knows the staff. I don't know. I just think that one's crazy, so it just makes you wonder, how often do things like that happen?
And is there any physical residual effects from that? Like, if you're touched by a spirit... Did they feel anything different over the next period of days?
You know, some people have said that, like, they felt like electrical kind of shock, a little kind of feeling like that. Some people I've read have said they felt extreme chill, very, very cold.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy or girl, I don't know who, I'm not sure who wrote that in. Didn't feel anything.
But could you like have something Pablo. That showed up over the next few days? Like all of a sudden you know, see colors or auras
I personally think if you, this is my opinion, mm-hmm. that it would happen immediately. It doesn't, unless it was some kind of entity that got into you. And Pablo is just going about his business. He still thinks he's at work.
Yeah.
But he died there, which makes sense for... You know, sometimes I think it was Harper and I had a story about that recently. About a woman who died, and she worked. She didn't die at work. She died. She had cancer and was in hospice, but she worked at a mental health facility for the homeless. So she was very connected to her work, very connected to the people she was helping and her staff. And after she passed away, they could feel her and things were happening around the building that once the permanent new director came in, that activity went away. I sometimes wonder when people like Pablo passed, is there kind of this weird transition window maybe? Like, and time's not a factor. So 2 weeks, one day,
two months, agree. I totally believe that. Yeah.
So Pablo might still think he's at work and... Right.
And he might be there for a while, might be there for a long time.
And he might have been on his way out the door.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just interesting. You just have to wonder, you know, mm-hmm. and especially dying at work.
Yeah. I think too often we try to put a time frame on things that I don't think there's a time frame for. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Sometimes we go, well, you know, this should be over, or, well, I haven't had another experience at my house, and how come that? Because I had one 2 weeks in a row, and now I don't have anything. I just don't think time lines up the same. So,
well, if you're a ghost, you ain't looking at your phone all day seeing what time it is like you and I do.
We just don't know how time works.
Yeah.
You know.
And would there even be a concept of time?
I don't think so.
And maybe Pablo's just going to residually haunt that place. But the weird thing is that he felt him. That's the weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I don't know how you explain that.
Yeah.
So on the next story, maybe paranormal, maybe not, but you'll know why I want you to listen to this story when it gets to the end of it.
Hi, everyone at Real Ghost Stories Online. My name is Rebecca. I'm calling back from San Diego, California. I've been a listener since 2014. I have been an EPP on and off throughout the years. The reason for my call is I wanted to share a story. My purse of choice is a tote. If anyone doesn't know what a tote bag is, it's a larger bag in which it's a square, usually square, with handles, and you just carry over your shoulders, but it's a larger purse, and so usually can carry a lot of items. With that said, I was going to work in the morning, and I usually walk out, and the first thing I do is grab my keys and put on my sunglasses. I am 100% sure that my sunglasses were in my purse. My sunglasses are just the standard non-brand black sunglasses. I threw them in my purse the night before, the evening before. And so I know for sure that they're in the purse. So I open my purse, they're not in the purse. I go to my desk and they're not on my desk. I go to my mantle, they're not on my mantle. So I ask my daughter, where are my sunglasses? Have you seen my sunglasses? Like, I'm in a hurry, I have to go to work. She's like, I haven't seen your sunglasses, mommy. Like, you should have them where you always put them. They're in your purse. I said, they're not in my purse. So I go to my room. I go to my dresser. They're not there. In the bathroom. I mean, on top of the fridge, where I believe maybe I could have placed my sunglasses, but I'm pretty consistent of where I put my stuff, because when I need it, I want to know exactly where it is and just go grab them. So I'm standing in my kitchen and I say out loud, where the fuck are my sunglasses? But to me, not to the universe. Like, I just said it out loud, like, where the fuck are my sunglasses? I turn around and I open my tote, and immediately my sunglasses are right there. As soon as you open the purse, there was no way in hell I would have missed that. You know, I'm not senile or anything by any means. I wasn't in such a hurry to wear, you know, I still had time to be able to look for the sunglasses. So it's not like I was in such a rush that I missed seeing my sunglasses. So then all of a sudden I just closed my purse, and my daughter looked at me and she goes, don't tell me they're in there. And I'm like, yes. I said, they're in there. Who did that? She goes, mommy, I'm scared. I said, no, don't be scared. Like, we're safe here. How did that happen? I have no idea. I shared it with my mother. She says that the same thing has happened to her with her reading glasses. I've heard of other people share that glasses go missing, then they all of a sudden pop up. If you can share some insight, what is it with ghosts and reading glasses or sunglasses? That would be wonderful. Once again, I love, love, love your podcast. I work and I listen, you know, to your show with my AirPods throughout the day. I've been a listener since 2014, and just keep up the good work. Thank you so much. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
So that one makes me laugh, because you're listening along and it's like, not paranormal. She just didn't see the sunglasses in her purse. And then she gets to the very end about, what is it about reading glasses? Which I laughed out loud, because that just happened to me.
Yeah.
And my reading glasses went missing for probably 3 weeks. And we've talked about this on the show before, me and the mysterious reading glasses that disappeared for weeks. Then I'm like, maybe I should get another pair at the Walmart or someplace. And then one day I'm just sitting here and I look down by my feet and there were my glasses. I'm assuming cats, but I don't, because I blame everything on my cats. But, you know, it's not like they're mm-hmm. batting around a ball. That's not even this kind of toy they'd be playing with. And they were in their case. But it was just the weirdest thing. And so I have no idea what kind of little vacation my glasses took. I don't know where they went. Did they go to Montenegro to visit your daughter? I don't know.
I always blame that stuff just on me.
Exactly. And I was like, I put him somewhere. I had to put him somewhere.
I'm a space case, you know. And so I always just say, who knows? You know, I'm sure I said it somewhere. I'm sure I did it. Though I have had things just like this that are a little weird. Like I'm looking all over for my keys and then there they are where I know I looked there just
And there's
a
the
minute
weird
ago.
Thing where you're looking for your keys and it's like, oh, shit, they're in my hand.
Right.
Not paranormal.
Glasses on my head.
Yeah. But it is weird when you're kind of a creature of habit and you always put your sunglasses in a certain place in your purse and they're not there. It's like, where did I set them down? You can't find them. And then you look in your purse again and they're right on top. Like, yeah. That is weird. So even then, I don't think I could blame that on my cats. I would probably figure out a way to blame it on my cats. But, like, I get it because in my case, I'm like, okay, I have my glasses in the studio or in my bedroom. That's it. So this is where they always are. And this is where I found them 3 weeks later.
On the floor.
On the floor by my foot. So I don't know. I totally could relate to that.
You know, I have heard a discussion about this kind of activity where something is not where it should be, something that's moved, something that you're looking for, or it's right, you know, those sorts of things. As a way that an entity is trying to get your attention.
I'm like, hey, Carol. Hey, girl. I've got your glasses.
Well, they're just trying to make themselves known. And one way to do that would be to move things around. And then we go, who did this?
Don't you think you would follow up? Be like, it was me. I am the entity that had you. Do not blame that on your cats. Or do they just go, damn, she's blaming it on the cats again. I've been trying to get her attention.
I know
for so
I'm
long.
Trying to get her attention, but I can't seem to. But, you know, one thing would possibly, you know, I've just heard that as a possibility.
That makes some sense.
You know,
yeah.
That the entities are trying to let you know they're there or around or whatever. And so they move things. And then you're thinking in your head, how did that happen? I don't know. Possible.
I don't either. It just made me laugh because I could totally connect to that story since I had just gone through that not that
Which
long ago.
Which is sort of what I think's been going on in my house with things moving around, changing, you know, like more like a poltergeist where, you know, are they moving stuff because they're just being ornery and making like my life miserable, or are they doing it because they want me to know they're there?
So maybe when you go home after this visit to my town, you walk in and go, hey.
I know.
Hey, now you're here.
Yeah. So just thinking about that.
Happy late Thanksgiving. Hey, if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. So call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can become a premium subscriber. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, even try it 3 days free there. Or you can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use.
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.